Hello, and a warm welcome to the Successful Toy Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live or listening on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Listening Notes, Amazon Music, Samsung Podcast, Podcast Index. And now, starting tomorrow, we will be on WWRCK Radio every Saturday at 7 p.m. Make sure to check us out. Joining us today is our special guest, Michelle. How are you doing today?
It's Farrah Mitchell.
Mitchell
is the last name.
Oh, my bad.
Yes. Mitchell is the last name.
It's Mitchell, y'all.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So I was like, okay, I had it backwards. I went off of, I need to start asking y'all, what name y'all want to put on the flyer? Because I'm always just going off y'all Facebook names. So how you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm good. I did a show earlier. It was awesome. So now I'm in with my second and last show of the evening.
Okay. Nice.
So you ready to get into
it? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you tell us about your background and what motivates you to start helping people get their gun rights restored?
Well, my background is I've been working as a legal law clerk for the last, since I was 19 years old. I got my legal degree from Seton Hall, my law degree 2 years ago. I haven't yet taken the bar exam, but I am awaiting. So I like to work with habitual felons because I feel like those are the most undeserved people that have like a disparity. And, they're my people basically. And I feel like the government and the states haven't done our people correctly when it comes to these, criminal charges. And it affects us and it limits us as far as like getting grants for their businesses, finding affordable housing that's in a decent area, even a job placement. Can't even get food stamps if you have a felony. So just school, what is that, the FAFSA, the school financial aid. So it's so many ways that we're put aside because if they have a background. So I'm here to try to, change that, and I have the expertise. I got started working with my mother. My brothers were locked up for 10 years. They were locked up for a year, and my mother spent $10,000 on an attorney. They had no bond or anything out in Philadelphia, and we were from California. So my mother was like, I don't know what to do. Only thing I can do is trust this man. So for a whole year, they weren't no bond, no nothing. And so finally, I just start going on MySpace and learning how to get motions and talking to different attorneys and figure out, how to file motions to suppress evidence, motion to dismiss different cases. And I filed different motions for them. First, we got rid of all the evidence and the testimony. And then from there, we filed the motion to dismiss, and we got both of them home, after being a whole year, no bond, just sitting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
prison is big business, so if you do, even probation, I have one client now, he's done his time. He was done with his time in 2001, federal probation, and they still have him on lifetime federal probation. We're trying to get him off now, but he's paying a monthly fee, and he's been done with his case almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I heard you say earlier, if you have a felony, you can't get food stamps. That's a new thing.
That's nothing new. You're not eligible for food stamps if you have a felony.
What's that in different states? Because in Florida, baby, you can get food stamps.
Oh, well, I know North Carolina. I can't speak on Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is North Carolina. That's crazy.
Yes.
What is the most common reason people lose their gun rights, and what legal avenues exist for them to regain these rights?
It could just be a violent crime. Once you get your felony, period, you can lose your gun license. But now with the new federal laws, we have a Penal Code 1170. Stating that, you didn't get a fair trial, you may have then your background, your charges and your conviction may have been from your previous cases, and you probably had to take a plea bargain versus the actual crime that was committed. Mm-hmm. We also have the General Assembly 332 and the Racial Justice Act of 2024. And that's just saying that, you know, you didn't get a fair trial. Your defense attorney probably didn't even have a strategy for you. The prosecutor was against you. Why? Because you were Black, didn't get a fair jury, because half the time they picking six guys that live out somewhere in the mountains and not a jury of your peers. Mm-hmm. So these laws are now allowing you to basically have a second chance to shed your skin and start all over and clear your record.
Period. I like that. Can you walk us through the general process of having one's gun rights restored? What are the key steps involved?
We're going a little bit too far. First, we got to make sure we get the expungement. Okay, so that means that you got to go to your county clerk office and get a certified copy of all your arrest record. Even if it's a misdemeanor, it still counts. Anytime you're arrested, we have to get that expunged. From there, then that's a 30-day process turnaround. From there, then we go into asking for a pardon. But there's a two-part process with that. And then you can get your gun rights. So just say anywhere from 60 to 90 days for full restoration.
That's not a long period of time. Like, you know how sometimes it be so lengthy, especially if you do it on your own, like they take you through the ups and downs, and then you know the avenues to take so it can cut the time down.
Right, because I use, if you have gun, I tailor it. If you have gun charges, I use federal and state Supreme Court laws for that. If you have, you know, drug charges, I use that. I tailor it, but I use appellate law so that they can't say no, plus federal law, that they can't deny you.
How do the laws regarding gun rights restoration varies from state to state, and how does this affect the process?
What is this?
Huh?
You said, how does this affect the process? What do you mean by this?
I was stating that, how do the laws regarding gun rights restoration vary from state to state, and how does this affect the process? Because every state have different rules. So I'm saying, like, if someone reached out to you, like, what is the rights for that varies for each state?
It just depends. But normally you still have to go through your governor and apply for the clemency. That's how it is, a pardon.
Okay.
It's a pardon. And so it's by the governor. The governor makes the final decision, and it depends on your record. If you have multiple assaults, we may have to figure out, okay, well, now this client has his own business. He's a football coach. He has not been in trouble in the last 12 years. You have to show that you are a sociable citizen. You just can't say, okay, you know, I got a charge last year, but I want my gun rights back today. It just doesn't happen like that. You have to show you've made a commitment to the community and that you changed your ways. I don't want to make it seem like it's just so easy like that. You have to show, hey, I have a bank account. I have my own home. I have my own business, been in business this many years. I have not been in trouble this many years. You have to show that you're a model citizen now.
Gotcha. What are some of the biggest challenges individuals face when trying to restore their gun rights?
I just pretty much answered it. Yeah. Just show that, you know, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to be responsible this time. I made a mistake. Half of these charges were done when I was young. And I always explain that, especially with this men, that their brains are not functioning until they're 25. So I show that in my pleadings that, you know, they were probably influenced by somebody. They weren't at their full capacity.
How does your work not only help individuals regain their rights back, but also ensure they understand their responsibilities as gun owners?
Well, they have limits, you have to actually do a signed plea saying that, you know, you will follow the rules of the land and make sure that if it's concealed, you get a permit for concealing. You know, just following the state statutes, basically.
I seen on, was it TikTok yesterday or this morning, that California now gives the right for 18-year-olds to carry guns without a gun license. Okay. That
I saw that. And North Carolina, you don't have to have a license either.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. You can just go right to the gun shop with your lock, with your ID. You don't have to have a license here.
Oh, I'm finna go to the gun shop and get my.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you share a particular memorable success story from your work?
Oh, girl, I got plenty. But I guess one, it was a essay, if you know what that means. And it was kind of wrongfully the way it was done. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And we were able to get that removed for him. Like, he had been carrying that stigma on him for like 13, 14 years. And we were able to get that removed and go on with his license to file for other opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
But that, and he don't have to register all the time. It was just like, I think the young lady was a year younger, and she didn't even, it really wasn't a lot of statements. Once we opened up the case back up and got to his discovery, it wasn't even a lot of statements against him. It was more of the detective having, just trying to make quota to make sense.
Mm-hmm. Like they always do.
Right.
How do you assess if someone is ready to have their rights restored? Are there any special criteria you look for?
Well, Toy, I want you to first, we keep jumping the gun. I want you to first understand that expungement is first. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure that we can get your record fully expunged. I don't want people to just keep going with this gun rights. It can happen, but let's first focus on your getting your record restored. That means going to get your arrest record from any county that you have. If you can't get it from the county clerk, then you can also go on Checker, CHECKR.com. But then from there, we can get your gun rights. It's not hard to, like, so if you have multiple murders, of course not. You're not going to be eligible. But if you have things like drugs, robbery, but no one got hurt, there was no injury, you're a candidate.
Okay. Looking to the future, do you believe there should be changes in how gun rights restoration is handled? What improvements or reforms would you like to see?
I think in some states they should expunge. Like, I had a client, for example, in Kentucky, and no matter what we did, they're just not going for it because of the nature of the crime. I think even though the nature might be extensive, if there's enough time in between and the person has been clean and not doing anything, record has been cleared from their point on, I think they should give you an expungement and go from there. But some people don't deserve it, you know? Your past can set your future, and they're going to look at that.
Right. If someone say that they thought they was a felon and they try to go get their gun rights, but they went to the courthouse to, like, get their workers to see if they're a felon, and it's saying that they're, like, charged them for a misdemeanor, but when they went to court, it said they were labeled as a felon. Like, how would that work out?
You have to go to the, well, you can help, you can call me on that, but I would go back into the Chief Justice, who's currently presiding in court now, and ask them to reevaluate that case.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But it's nuts to it. Don't hire somebody professional. Don't keep doing things on your own. Mm-hmm. And then you only got one shot chance when you're up at these high authorities. So don't just try to do things on your own. I always say, get the laws placed and have a, one thing I can say about people, they don't like, when it comes to administration, they don't like to read a lot. So if you have enough of this, you have your statistics, your charts, you can show how this is affecting you. That's how you get old things taken off. But like, people just go and try and do things on their own, get a professional. Some people are made for certain things.
And what would stop you from getting an expunge? Because years ago, I tried to get an expunge, and they told me that my worker can't be expunged.
It depends on how bad. Like I said, only my success record. I'm sorry?
I can't bound it like that.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay,
well, my success record. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, okay, maybe I ran somebody over.
Oh, well, ma'am. Miss ma'am. We can try again, Miss ma'am. But it was, you know, how many years has it been?
And that was the crazy part. Like, it was over five to 7 years when I did it, so, and it's like when I was trying to get my record expunged, and they was just kept telling me, no, I couldn't.
Well, they got new federal laws that just passed January 1st, so we can try again. But my success record has been excellent, I won't lie. And then again, see, right then, you probably should have gone through the clerk of court. You should have handled it with the chief justice to show I have a letter to a request. This is what I'm doing in my life now. This is how it's affecting me. I'm sorry that this happened, but I need to move on with my life, and this is hindering me. Mm-hmm. And see, he makes that final decision. He can override that whole case.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? But I have a 99% success rate. But this client I'm talking about, he had two. This was in Kentucky too. I remember Kentucky is not for, is for this. Mm-hmm. And the clerk of court was the victim was the clerk of court's niece, one, and two, he did something very violent in a public place. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, sir, you're gonna have to sit on that. You know what I mean? And then he just kept doing things after that. It wasn't like, okay, those are two, let's get rid of it. If your thing is 6 and 7 pages, we're going to have to try to work something out. In different counties, we're going to have to try to work something out. But my success record has been pretty well, I have to admit.
Let the people know how to find you, how to get in contact with you, and let them in your world.
Okay, so I have my Instagram is Dividend, D-I-V-I-D-E-N Queen. It's also here on the screen. That's the best way to get to me. Or you can click my link in my bio, because that's where I schedule my legal consultations, which are free. I am very affordable too. If you have only 1 to 3 charges, it's $175. Anything more is $325. And what else? Yeah, I also have some books too. If you have a business, because I am a grant writer for nonprofits. So if you have business, I have some great books that can guide you to getting funding for your business, funding or grants for your business. So definitely tap into that, and they're affordable. Yeah, so that's the best way to get me, where I can keep everything organized and make sure I'm attentive to everybody.
Period. As we bring another fantastic episode to a close, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to everyone who's been with us today. Your support means the world to us. So please, if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and like, subscribe, and drop us a comment across all platforms: Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Listening Notes, Amazon Music, Samsung Podcasts, Podcast Index. And don't forget our listeners on WWRCK Radio. Don't miss out on our exclusive Are You Successful merch, and grab my free ebook, 10 Things People Don't Tell You When Running a Business. Available now. Link is in my link tree at Successful Toy Podcast. For those of you with music you'll like to be featured on the show, send it over to successfultoy@gmail.com. And if you're interested in being a guest and sharing your story, shoot me an email at successfultoy@gmail.com. Can't wait to have you join me again for the next show. Until then, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. I'm very impressed.